Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Hi, Justin.
Hello, Diana. You know, it's a Friday.
My favorite day.
It is your favorite day, you know, and we always talk about Friday favorites, which if you use Twitter, use the hashtag FF for Friday faves. That's what people do. So you went around the office asking people about fashion trends.
Yes, this could be Fashion Friday, really.
It could be.
Well, fashion trends come and go.
They do, and they tend to come around every, what do they say, 10 years, 20 years, something like that?
I think it's 20 to 30 years, because right now the 80s fashions are huge again.
It's true.
Big shoulder pads, bright neon colors, all that.
Right, and I remember when in the mid-2000s, like, flared jeans came back, which is more of a 70s style.
There you go.
Yep, I had a few with these huge bottoms on them. They were not really bell bottoms, but they were big. They were flared. Yeah, interesting.
Yes. So what I did was I asked two questions of each person. I said, number one, what favorite fashion trend from the past do you wish would come back into style? And number two, what fashion trend do you hope never returns? So
right.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun.
Now, Justin, you were the first to respond. And your favorite fashion trend that you wish would come back, you said no idea.
I have no idea.
But you did have an answer for what you hope would never come back.
Yeah, fat, short ties. People used to wear, you know, there was a time when you wore those really thick, you know, fat ties, mm-hmm. and they were, then you tied them so they were very short, which just made everyone look really bad, in my opinion. and I, as a guy, do not like that. Now, the thin ties are in right now.
Yes.
I'm not a huge fan of that trend either.
You like a more standard tie.
I just like a standard tie, you know. But yeah, those fat short ties, that time period was not good.
Now, Jody, she wishes anything from the 40s would come back. She's kind of like in the retro. And you know what? I think you can wear anything from, you know, any era if you just have confidence.
That's right. But I think different body styles carry things differently.
That's true. Very true.
You know,
What she didn't want to return ever was crimped hair. She says, yikes.
Yes, I remember everyone having crimped hair.
Now, David was a funny guy, okay, our CEO. His answer to the first and second question was this, basically the same. Fashion trend, what's that?
Yeah, exactly.
So we got a whole lot of nothing from him.
Right. David, for a while, used a personal shopper,
yes,
I know.
Yeah.
But I think he's stopped that.
Maybe he felt like he learned what he needed to
do. I guess so. I don't know. I think they were kind of dressing him like he always dressed before that.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Chris now, he's a real fashionable guy. Oh, not really.
No, not really.
But he asks, did t-shirt and jeans ever go out of style? If they did, they shouldn't have. And what he hopes never returns, really? Oh, what's he say? I really don't know what this word fashion means. My goodness,
yes.
This place is full of geeks.
It's true.
Now, I like John. Did you see his response?
Yeah, John wishes that bell-bottoms would come back into style. I'll have to
worn bell bottoms.
Well, and
before.
I'll have to give him my pair of, because they're very, very long legs, and I was very thin then, so they might fit John. The jeans that I have from like 2004, or so that are almost bell bottoms. They're like a modern day version. Yeah.
Yes.
And then Donnie, for what favorite fashion trend from the past do you wish would come back into style? Donnie says, I really do not do trends. But he likes teal, so if it has teal in it, he'll wear it. That's very Donnie.
Yeah, but he will avoid anything plaid.
So look through your closet and see what you've got and see what you want to pull out from a decade gone by, maybe. Mom, hint, hint. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.